welcome back to the Be More podcast, where we inspire you to be a little bit more of every role in the Salesforce ecosystem. For today's session, we are learning what it takes to be more AppExchange partner. We're going to dive into this role, understand a little bit about what it entails, and perhaps how it interacts with other roles as well. So I am joined for today's session by Karit. So over to you to introduce yourself for us, please.
Thank you, Tom. First of all, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for making this happen. Hi, everyone. I'm Karit. I am a senior solution engineer with an ISV of Salesforce called R2. And I've been working in the Salesforce ecosystem for about 6 years now, a little bit more than six years. And most of my experience has been in the ISV ecosystem. Just for the people who are listening, ISV, another name for ISV would be just an AppExchange partner. So there are tons of different applications that are available on the AppExchange that you can install. They're most probably like plug and play. So if there are any gaps that Salesforce functionality leaves out of the box, that's where we come in to fill in those functionality gaps and then provide those kind of solutions. So at the moment, with my role, most of my work is in the pre-sale cycle, where I work with think of it as different circles. So the sales team, the development team, the product team, and I am in the circle in between. So I touch all of those circles a little bit. And also think of it, this role, as just how the consultants go through a whole project lifecycle, where they are doing discoveries, getting requirements and all of those things, and implementation, testing. So we are doing kind of the same thing, but since it is very focused to our applications, we are literally just taking the timeline and then cutting it in half. So it's a smaller timeline.
Yeah.
And then the work's pretty much the same.
Okay, awesome. I think that's a great introduction for our audience. Is there anything you'd like to add in terms of how the role of an AppExchange partner in your case works on a day-to-day basis? So I guess you kind of covered it a little bit there, from pre-sales to kind of all the way through to implementation. Is there anything else you'd like to share about that?
Definitely. I think one of the best parts of my role is that I have to talk a lot. And me being a person, I just love talking. So the day-to-day of my role would look like managing or having conversations with a lot of stakeholders, some external and some internal to the company. The external ones would be that we basically work in partnership with different consultancies or SI partners. So I would be engaging with them in terms of understanding, because when we come into the picture, the customers are already using Salesforce. So we have to first understand what the business processes are, how they're using Salesforce, and really their needs in day-to-day. So we would be engaging, or I would be engaging with their consultants or their admins externally. And then internally, when I'm having those conversations with the clients directly or the consultants, I have to relay that information back to my team. And there could be multiple different actions. For instance, it could be simply, hey, you know, we are looking at so-and-so requirements. How do we make it happen with your application? Or it could be, we have, you know, a feedback. This can be improved inside of your application. So this role is really important in terms of relaying that information back, where I am providing a kind of a support to the customers, and in the same time, I'm also having some kind of influence on where the product is going. So I get to provide that context back to the product team. So whatever they're building is exactly in line with what our customers really need.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I think that's great. And you kind of touched on it a little bit already, but in terms of interactions with other people and other roles. So you touched on SI partner, which in kind of other terms is a consultant partner, right?
Yeah.
Just in case anybody there doesn't understand what those letters mean, there's quite a few different acronyms in the Salesforce world.
Definitely.
And SI and ISV are just some of those.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of touched a little bit on perhaps connecting with product management as well, I guess, in terms of feedback or things that could be improved in the app. And I guess stakeholders too, in terms of maybe from the people that are using the app, right? And understanding how they need to use it. Are there any other groups there that you kind of interact with as part of your role?
Sure. So when we are getting this information, as I'm working in kind of like a bridge between the customer and the product team, then when that information goes forward, for example, we are building a feature, and then that information travels to the development team, for example, that's where we can also come in. For instance, whenever a feature is ready, we would have show and tell calls, and we or I would be part of those conversations, seeing, okay, what did we build? How does it work? And in terms of seeing and analyzing, how would that fit in the customer's org? Is what we built, is just, you know, the functionality working, or is it what really the customer needed in the first place? And then when we are working on these implementations in the pre-sales process, eventually we would have to hand over this information to our support team. So I would have to interact with our support team as well in terms of enabling them to understand what we did, how it works, and basically whatever I documented throughout the whole process, I have to kind of transfer that knowledge over to that team so they can support the customers going forward.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And I think that's quite important, right? The interaction between yourself and the support team, because ultimately you want to set up the customer for success, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So kind of moving on to another question, but this question is perhaps easier answered if you're a consultant and maybe some of the time you're an admin as well.
Yeah.
In your role, do you play that role full time or do you have other responsibilities as well?
Yeah. So since we are managing all of these different stakeholders, we are working on projects where we are implementing our products in multiple different capacities. Sometimes we are working with smaller companies, bigger companies. So it depends from each project to the other one. Like the main role still remains as, let's say, the solution engineer, somebody who is in there making decisions, how we implement our products to make sure they are future-proof and they don't, you know, fall apart as long as we're out of the screen. But there would be places where I would have to wear multiple different hats. So I would say it is a very versatile role where things what I'm doing would change depending on where I am at that particular point of time.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And I think that's important with any role in the ecosystem, right? That versatility, like, of being able to adapt and ultimately perhaps support your customers a little bit better or work with the product team so they can understand a particular challenge that a customer's facing, right?
Definitely. Like a very good example that I can share from just, let's say, last week is I'm working with a customer and we have to talk about a little bit about flows. And the customer says, you know, I have never done flows. All I've done is workflows. So I would just, you know, take a step back and step into the instructor role that I have in my mind and say, I can just, you know, walk it through quickly. So that happens quite often. So I would have to kind of, you know, hop on different roles as the customer needs. So whatever is required to set them up for success, really.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's important, right? Because success is beneficial for you as an AppExchange partner and for them as a customer as well. Yeah. Okay. So maybe perhaps reflecting on your own journey here a little bit, but if there was somebody that was looking to get started in a role kind of as or with an AppExchange partner, what kind of tips or advice would you give to them to kind of get started?
I think I would really emphasize on two things. The first thing is that whenever we are getting started with Salesforce, you know, we go to Trailhead, we learn all the fancy things, how to put what where. One of the things that we get really focused on is just the technology and how it works. For example, if you're talking on the call and you say, hey, Krit, I would want to just click a button and this happens. And I say, perfect, we can do that with quick actions. You know, that would be the first instinct. But what we really have to focus on is why they need that, what kind of benefit they'll get out of it, and what really is the success or the goal that they are trying to achieve. Instead of just, you know, jumping right in to the technical thing, so I would say focusing really on what the business, you know, processes are, how they work, how they eventually help that team to reach their successes eventually. So focusing really on that when you are trying to learn and trying to start this kind of role, And the other thing that I would say a lot of people like myself would fell prey to is that when you are working on a product, you might think, oh, if I know the product, that is enough. And the product might not be changing at the same rate as Salesforce, which is changing 3 times a year. So if you are not upskilling on Salesforce, even if you know the product, you might not be coming up with the best possible solutions. So even if you're not a consultant, you really have to keep your, you know, keep on your tippy toes and learn a lot as Salesforce is evolving. Because that's kind of a trap that I eventually fell into. Like, you know, if I know the product, perfect. But then I realized, no, I need to have prop skill on Salesforce to be able to, you know, provide the best solutions and probably not use two assignments in a loop at the moment because Salesforce, you know, got new things now. So that those would be my two advices, focusing on the soft skills, the business processes, and also upskilling on Salesforce as you're upskilling on your product.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And I think that's kind of applicable to different roles in the ecosystem as well, right? Like I'm thinking from my experience as a consultant and even right now, like as a solution architect, the solution is great, right? So quick action that launches a flow, for example, that might be a solid solution, but I completely understand kind of the need to dive underneath that solution a little bit, like basically ask why. Why?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, ask why. Bring all of your whys to the table and really understand why we need what we're needing at the moment.
Exactly. And I guess it kind of dives a little bit further, kind of more into a business analyst skill set, like what's the process underneath? Because usually the why will uncover the process, right?
Right.
And do you perhaps have any experience of diving into that type of area and uncovering a process that could perhaps be improved? Do you come across that?
Definitely. So one of the things that usually happens is that when you're working with, let's say, a consultancy, you will bring your pain points, you'll say, you know, help us understand how we can implement Salesforce. But when people come to ISVs or, again, AppExchange partners, they already were searching for a very specific need and they say, this is our need, set this up in this way, and that's all we need. So the window of opportunity there to explore is a bit rigid or smaller than consultancing situations. So that would happen often where the customers would come to us and say, this is exactly what we need. And maybe that process that they're asking for is almost like, you know, we're lengthy and eventually ends up with multiple different clicks and things would not work as expected. So what generally I would try to understand in that situation is, I think empathy is really important. If you tell the customers what you're looking for is, you know, going to be a dumpster fire, there is no way that you know, because it would become a very closed conversation. So keeping the conversation open and then first understanding why they need that thing and then helping them understand, you know, we can have an alternative which would work. You would achieve your goals, your successes, your users would be happy. Mm-hmm. Helping them see other side and then letting them decide. So that really helps in these kind of situations where we have to really kind of diffuse everything and then helping the customer see what we see because we are working with this product for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And I think it's important as well to act as that trusted advisor, right? The customer needs to be able to trust you. And it needs to work the other way as well. And sometimes there isn't an ideal solution, right? Sometimes there's pros and cons of each thing. So it's about having a informed kind of discussion and the customer making a decision about what route they want to go down, right?
Right. And I think just making the customer feel heard makes a lot of difference. Even if they don't end up buying the product, they would kind of become an advocate for you because you gave them that opportunity to kind of understand and then make an informed decision.
Yeah, exactly. And I think those types of experiences can really resonate with somebody. Like if you've made a difference to somebody, even if they didn't go on to buy your product, they might transition to another organization in time and then perhaps consider your product again. Or you know, have those organic conversations and say, oh, have you actually heard of this product? Like, we didn't necessarily need it, but they were a great team. You know, they made a positive impact to me, right?
Yeah, and that happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, again, there's this kind of consultant, admin, BA type skills here in terms of listening, I think, is a very effective tool.
Yeah.
And empathy as well. So sometimes when a customer goes to demonstrate their current process, there's some emotions and things that kind of come out that you can pick up on, like particular pain points, especially if they're doing something manually, right? Do you tend to pick up on those things in the same way, like trying to hear the emotions? Is there any other kind of tips there?
Yeah, definitely. So whenever, usually these discussions actually start with that being the first point, you know, help us understand what you're doing, how you do it, and then not really diving into at that point, you know, this is not the right way to do it. Just listening to them, understanding why they're doing it that way, and then handling it in a way where we are kind of not putting one or the other thing down. We're just trying to help them understand how they can elevate on doing that. For example, let's say the sales reps are sending out emails and they are doing 5 or 6 or 10 clicks every time that can be replaced by just one click. Yeah. So helping them understand how this would help, this would not replace them eventually. It would just help them work better so they can achieve their goals in a better way. So that really helps. And I think, again, EQ is a lot more important in these conversations. So really understanding why the customer is talking in a certain way. Again, you, as you said, emotions attached to the processes and all of those things. So that's really important to recognize and then handle the conversation accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So moving on slightly, and I appreciate we kind of touched on this a little bit already, but if you were to start out in a role around an AppExchange partner again, what would you change or do differently?
I think that's favorite part of this conversation, because that's how the conversation started. So I think one of the things that really happened for me personally was this kind of existential crisis of where do I belong? So if you go to Trailhead, if you go to any kind of content, they're like consultants, developers, admins, and architects. And I'm like, where do I belong? Where do the, you know, the partners come in or the AppExchange partners come in? And that caused a lot of confusion for me in terms of, as you know, look at different people, everybody has identified a niche. But the nature of my work is that it makes me kind of like a jack of all trades. So that confusion, I think, was very frustrating initially. So what I would do differently is that I will have this conversation sooner with somebody, because there are thousands of apps on AppExchange. So there has to be other people who have already been in this position and would have been, you know, able to help me understand how this whole situation works that I now understand after 6 years of doing it. And I think the second thing, again, that would be a part of it would be being part of the Trailblazer community, you know, earlier in my career, because I've seen how the impact almost like amplifies when you're putting yourself out there. And this conversation actually is, you know, a part of or a testament of that. Yeah. With me reaching out to you and say, hey, you know, this is what we can talk about. So that's what I've really understood in this year, is that being vulnerable is okay. Nobody knows everything.
Yeah.
So just, you know, ask questions and do those kind of things that can help you and help somebody else eventually as well.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. And I think just touching on a little bit of one of those points from my own point of view, definitely ask questions. I think that's the most important thing. If you don't ask a question and you make an assumption, that could have repercussions, you know? So sometimes it's better, even if you think in your own mind like it's a silly question or you should know the answer to it, it's perhaps better to ask it anyway than kind of not ask it and potentially fall into that trap of getting something wrong, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we hear it so much. There are no silly questions that eventually we kind of make ourselves believe. No, mine question, there are no silly questions, but mine are definitely silly. So I think there is a lot of negative self-talk there as well that we need to kind of, you know, re-emphasize that it's okay to ask questions, just as you said.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's great to kind of interact with other people in the community as well. Mm-hmm. And ultimately coming together at user groups or Salesforce events or virtually, however it is, you know, is a great chance to share your own experiences and understand mm-hmm. perhaps how your product might complement another product out there, or even, like, the differences between your product and maybe a competitor's product, right?
Yeah. And that's really vital to understand where everybody's going, where Salesforce is going, how aligned you are with that. Because essentially, we have to build products that complement Salesforce, mm-hmm. not the other way around. So yeah. if you're not engaging with the community and, you know, whatever is happening with Salesforce, you might be far left behind in that area as well.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So the next question is about skills and attributes, and specifically, what skills or attributes do you think it takes to be an AppExchange partner? We've touched on some of them already, but if you could summarize them and maybe expand on some of those, that would be great.
Definitely. I think one of the things that one of the main basic steps that everybody probably starts with different AppExchange partners would be that you know, came in to do application support, for instance. Because personally, when I joined in, I was doing support and quality assurance. And then if you are, you know, coming in from that route, then problem solving skills are the number one that you need to learn, mm-hmm. even before you know the technical details to that extent. If you're, because most of the times in that position, you are supporting your customers and with different issues, how to best use your application. So that's really important. And then as you're learning Salesforce, really learn the product that you have as well, inside and out. So yeah. when these challenges come from the customers, you can propose them the best solution forward. And one of the things that I think is criminally underrated is that all the content that your marketing team is putting out in terms of use cases that we did for different customers, how we, you know, solve their pain points, you utilize those resources as well. So one of the skills I think everybody says, you know, just understand what's already there, Google, find your answers, mm-hmm. problem-solving skills. Again, learning Salesforce is vital because even if you are using your apps, most of it is built on Salesforce. So if you understand, for example, the basic admin concepts, it yeah. will help you in understanding it better. Like, what is, you know, part of your application? What is Salesforce? How all of that, in, you know, integrates and talks to each other? And again, I think communication skills are vital because when we are doing Trailhead, it might seem like if we have, you know, 10 hours in a day, 8 hours go to just building. But it's the other way around, where you have to talk for 8 hours and manage stakeholders, manage everything. And then maybe you spend 2 hours working or doing hands-on stuff. So communication skills are really the core of mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's great because some of those skills, if you're in another role and perhaps looking to transition into this role, are transferable, right? You might have those problem solving communication skills, kind of a good foundation on those, and perhaps just need yeah. to tailor them to this role, right?
Right.
Okay. So now's your opportunity to demyth something about being an AppExchange partner. Is there something that perhaps people have as a common misconception about what it means to be an AppExchange partner that you'd like to kind of clarify for our audience?
Definitely. I think one of the misconceptions that I also have had early on was that, okay, you know, I learned the product, now things got really monotonous, or things are very monotonous with AppExchange partners. But then what I figured out was that if, you know, things are not buzzing in that way, then create your own opportunities. So wherever you are, whatever your role is, you can pivot from anywhere, really. So yeah. taking it as an opportunity where you have a product and you have access to hundreds of your customers that are using those products. So yeah. any information that you're getting, relate back to the right stakeholders, and you can have a sense of, you know, you have this powerful position where you can influence where the product is going. So if you just focus on, you know, I'm handed over this particular product, I just have to use it. And you mm-hmm. don't think about building on top of it. So that is really important, because sometimes we think, or we assume, you know, that it is not our place to do that. But wherever you are, you can do anything. Everything is your place, really. Own the place and do whatever you like with it. So that's one thing I think I would like to, you know, talk about, that it can get monotonous. It's definitely true. Mm-hmm. But that you can, you know, spearhead out of it just by taking initiative and taking ownership of your own. One of the things that I really talk about is you are the owner of your career and whatever, wherever you are headed. So if you don't see opportunities, just create them. So then this is one of the things. And then again, as I said before, just technical knowledge would not help you be the best version of yourself. So work on your communication skills. I understand nobody comes in, you know, a TED talker. So you have to talk to things. You might not understand the language. Like, for example, English is not my first language. So when I started talking to the customers, I would understand the US, you know, people really easily. But when I was talking to people in the UK, it would be harder for me to understand. But then it took time and then some, you know, to and fro. And people are usually very open to this as well, you know. Instead of taking it all on yourself, just tell them, can you please repeat this or that? So build on your own skills in that way. So I think that would be one thing, that not just technical, focus on the other side as well. And then things can get monotonous. However, you can break through it by taking initiative and driving the change in your product as well.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's great, and certainly agree with that kind of take responsibility for your own career type line, because I think that's important. Ultimately, no one else is going to do this for you. You need to do this for yourself, really. And I think that's super important. So we're kind of wrapping up today's session now because we're almost at time. But before we do go, is there a way for people to connect with you and perhaps any resources or content that you'd like to shout out that has helped you on your journey?
Definitely. So I think anybody can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter. I'm really active on both of those places. And I think the content that I have really consumed, again, initially was Trailhead, and then any of the resources outside of it as well. So for instance, how, again, building your communication skills, EQ, you would find some content on Trailhead, but you can look otherwise. You know, there are tons of courses on Coursera, Udemy, everywhere else. So see what works for you.
Yeah.
And one of the things that works for me personally is reaching out to actual people and talking to them. Like, hey, I'm in this situation. How would you have handled that? So that gives you like the course worth of knowledge, maybe in a single call. So don't be afraid of reaching out to people. You would be amazed at how receptive people are and how engaging they are. It's just about you reaching out to them, really.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I think that's great. So thanks again for your time today. And hopefully when this goes out, we'll inspire people to be more AppExchange partners. So thanks.
Definitely. Thank you for your time as well. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to Be More with Tom Bassett. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave any feedback in the comments.